Turning your Bibles to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And in the brief time that we have tonight to look into the Word, we're going to look at this stanza, verses 65 through 72. And we're going to be looking at the goodness of God from the perspective of the psalmist. And I believe you will find that it is kind of unique and not surprising, but the children didn't mention one of the things that the psalmist mentions. Now we're going to read the psalm, and adults, this is your chance to rise and shine. Okay, what is it that is good that the psalmist speaks of here? That the children did not mention. Here we go. Psalm 119, verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgments and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. All right. What do you see here? God is so good because he gave us his word. Very good. That's one thing. What else do you see here? He gave us his law. Good. Afflictions. Afflicted. I don't know why the kids didn't say that one. You children know what afflictions are?
No.
You don't? Well, guess we'll have to work on that, huh? Afflictions, yes. Any others that I might have missed or that you've seen? It's teaching, yeah. Good. Yep. God is good, and in this psalm, you see this word good several times. Now look at this. In verse 65, the Hebrew word for good, or from the same root, you see that in thou hast dealt well. That hast dealt well. Verse 66, you see teach me good judgments. Verse 68, you see thou art good, and doest good. All of these words are from the same root in the Hebrew. Then verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. And then verse 72, the law of thy mouth is better. Same Hebrew word. Now, any guesses why you see this word so often in this stanza? Good. You're sharp. Yes. The word good starts with this letter, the Hebrew letter teth. And so therefore, the psalmist said, I'll take advantage of that one. And so what you will see is in the Hebrew, each of these verses will begin with a word that begins with this letter. Now in all of the verses that I read, good would have been the first in the line. In the other verses, you have other words that begin with that letter. But I firmly believe that the psalmist wants us to focus on God's goodness tonight, because it's just a very popular word in this passage. So now, if we think about God being good, let's look at this text and we'll dig a little deeper. Look at verse 65. And we see here that God is good in that he keeps His Word. Have you ever thought it's a good thing God keeps His Word? I mean, God, if He didn't keep His Word, if He didn't keep His promises, it would really be a rough life. But God always keeps His Word. The psalmist says, Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant, O Lord, according unto Thy Word. So notice the standard the psalmist is gauging here, the goodness, is based upon the Word of God. That's the standard. And the Word is always good. It's God's Word. It never changes. It's always right. And the psalmist here is thankful that God has been good to him. And notice his posture. He calls himself what? Servant. And throughout this psalm, you will also see a theme of humility. Humility. And the psalmist begins by saying, I'm a servant. And God, I'm glad you've been good to me. You've dealt well with me. You've done that according to your word. You know what? I have that perspective that you have dealt well with me because I know your word. And I know you stay within the boundaries of your word, the parameters that you've set. I know that. And therefore, you are good because you always keep your word. Verse 66 expands on that, and he says, Teach me good judgments. That word judgments could also be, you could also say taste or discretion. Teach me to have good tastes and good discretion, discernment, and knowledge. For I have believed thy commandments. Your word you always keep. Oh God, teach me more of that good stuff. Teach me more of how to have good tastes. How to have good discernment in life. For I have believed thy commandments. I believe you, God. So God is good in that he always keeps his word. But verse 67 teaches us something different, and that is God is always good because he afflicts the wayward. Now, when you look at this word affliction, we often think of it as, if you're a slave or a servant and you are being whipped and tortured, affliction, right? This word can also mean to be humbled. And so, if you look at this, before I was afflicted or before I was humbled, I went astray. So what's the psalmist saying about his life? He's saying that there was a time in my life when I was going the wrong way. I was getting off course. I was not following the path that God's word lights for me. But then I was afflicted. I was humbled. It's a good thing that God does that in our lives. It's a good thing that God comes along and gives us a good spanking sometimes. Otherwise, we'd be way out in the left field somewhere. And we would be in dire straits. But God is good in that he afflicts the wayward. You think about it, the sheep and the shepherd illustration and Jesus being our shepherd and us sometimes being a wayward sheep. And we head off away from the rest of the flock. The shepherd does not leave the sheep and just let it go. No, he runs after and rescues it and gets it back next to the flock. It's a good thing that God afflicts the wayward. Do we always have that perspective? No. When we are being humbled and in the process of the afflictions, it can be tough. And it can, we can get angry with God. And we say, what's going on? I don't want this. But let's realize that sometimes when we are off course, this is what God does. This is what God does. So God afflicts the wayward, those that go astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. In other words, it's a good thing you got me back on track, and now I've learned my lesson. I'm going to keep your word. I'm going to obey. So God is good because he always keeps his word, and God is good because he afflicts or humbles us when we go astray, the wayward. Verse 68, we see God is good because he just plain does good things. Verse 68, thou art good and doest good. Oh, teach me thy statutes. God does good things. He does them. And we need to be thankful and praise him for that. You realize that God always does what is right? You ever thought about that? I mean, sometimes when we're going through difficulties in life, we question, God, are you sure you're on the right track here? God always does what is right, dear church. And may we embrace that perspective in our lives as we encounter challenges in our lives. Realize that God, he's still on the throne. He always does what is right, and we can trust him. He is good. He always keeps his word. He will afflict us when we go astray. He is good because he performs good things. Now he does that, he performs these good things, despite, the psalmist says, slander against me. Look at this. Thou art good, verse 68, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes, verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me. They've slandered me. But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Why? Because God is good. And even though the proud, they've slandered, they've forged a lie, the psalmist says, I'm going to keep your precepts with all of my being. God performs good works despite slander against me and despite the display of a gross heart. The psalmist uses a very, very graphic illustration here in verse 70 where he says, their heart, in other words, I believe he's speaking of the proud here, their heart is as fat as grease. All right. Do we have a picture in our head of fat and grease? This is what their heart looks like. Do we like looking at fat and grease? Do we like feeling fat and grease? Do we like tasting and biting and down on a nice chunk of meat, all we thought was meat? No, it's nasty. And what we see here is the psalmist is saying their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. God, these people, these proud, they've forged lies, they've slandered it against me. Their hearts, they're gross. That's the literal translation there of fat as grease. They're just gross. They're not pleasant. And that's what their heart, how their heart is described. But I'm going to delight in the law. Why will I delight continually? Because God performs good works. So God is good because he always keeps his word. God is good because he afflicts us when we go astray. He humbles us. And God is good because he performs good works. Verse 71. We see that God is good and we need to realize that affliction is good. Verse 71. It is good for me that I've been afflicted. Again, same word, it is good for me that I have been humbled. that I might learn thy statutes. What a principle, dear church. This is a key principle. It's the humbling, the affliction that is brought on by God accomplishes an incredible work in our lives. And the psalmist explains that for us right here. That affliction, that humbling in our lives brings about learning. It's a learning process for us. Because when we go through that difficult time or that humbling, we learn what was wrong with the way we were living and what God expects us to do that is right. We learn thy statutes. We see here that God's statutes are learned. And then in verse 72, that God's law is highly valued. Yes, we need to have the perspective that affliction is good. And in the light of that, realize that God's statutes are going to be learned as a result of the process. And in the process, we are going to value God's law even more. The psalmist ends the stanza by saying that the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. The number there designates that this idea of gold and silver is really the picture of gold and silver pieces. And thousands of them are quite a treasure. But the psalmist says, no, it's the law of your mouth that's better than that treasure of gold and silver. And that's in the context of affliction is good. So God is good. God is good. He always keeps His word. He will humble us when we go astray. He always performs good and right works. And He desires us to have this perspective that that humbling process, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Lord, thank You for this time in Your word, and I thank You for this truth. And now, Father, as we spend some time fellowshipping over the Lord's Supper, I pray that this time will be a time of examination and consideration of what of the condition of our hearts before You. Lord, we lay naked before You. You know all things about us. I thank You, Father, for Your precious Son who has died upon the cross that has given us life. Oh, Lord, what a precious gift. Guide us in our time now, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.